Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your goodness that you had for us from the very beginning. Before the creation of the world, you predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless, and thank you now in Jesus, you've restored us, and we appreciate being in Christ, in the kingdom, and in the realities of your love plan for us. So your will be done this day and every day in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family. It's the letter of Paul to Philemon, or Philemon, you can say. So, yeah, 1-3. It says, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Appia, our sister, and our keepers, fellow soldier, and the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. So, I just love these beginnings of these letters. It's all speaking wealth. It's speaking life and life in abundance. We know, we see it every day. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. It's very relevant, it's around, but more relevant and more real is that Jesus has come to give us life and life in abundance. I love this. Paul says, a prisoner. He's a prisoner of Christ Jesus. Now, when we think of prison, we normally have horrible pictures, but here we can have a beautiful picture. I mean, being a prisoner in Adam after the fall, and that's where we all were. That's where all mankind was. That was horrible. That was in darkness. So all that of the devil, lying, stealing, killing, and destroying, that was our boundary lines in Adam. But praise God, now that Jesus has come, our boundary lines is whatever is beautiful, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, think on these things, because we died with him. The past was dealt with. The fall was dealt with. And we are now in Christ Jesus. So that's so beautiful. And then we can see other beautiful words like grace that brings peace. We can see that you see these two, the word, whenever grace is spoken about, it says there's peace as well. We can see that on most of the letters, or I think all of the letters of Paul. Because this grace is nothing unworthy, like some people write it down, because it's human insecurities and sin consciousness that says grace is misplaced favor, or what's the other words they used? But that's it. Stick to the word. We stick to the word. I mean, we see Paul writes, let the word speak for itself. Compare the scripture with scripture. It speaks about grace is your sufficiency. That's what grace is. Grace is the divine love in God's heart for mankind. And so it's a divine love for you when he's called you. His divine love calls you. His divine love motivates you day by day. And the result is peace. Amen. Quietness. Assurance. Amen. Filled with a sense of fullness and beauty. Because it's all come in Jesus. So these are the things we need to wake up to, guys. We were in Adam, but now we're in Christ. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. Of God are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. Can you see? That's everything beautiful, guys. And that's why this morning by morning is so important to draw near, because that's where his mercies are new. What is his mercies? His love. Amen. And what is the great and precious promises. And all this is from the divine influence in his heart that's then been communicated to our hearts. Amen. I love Romans 5, where it talks about sin, it talks about condemnation, that all came through Adam, the law all came through Adam, but then it speaks about the much more gospel. Amen. That brings grace, that brings abundant righteousness, that brings peace, that brings reconciliation. So guys, be blessed to know that you are blessed, and see the goodness of the Lord. Let His mercies be new for you this day, and arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.